Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Life is full of surprises, both good and bad, happy and sad. Death is something every person must deal with at some point in their life, but it's never easy. When Renee and Alex were about 8 and 4, my grandparents were at the point in life where you knew it was just a matter of time before they passed away. I not only wanted to prepare myself for this unavoidable season in life, I wanted to prepare my children as well. But I wondered, how do you prepare your children to deal with such a dark subject? And then I had a brilliant idea. A hamster. That's it. Hamsters don't live very long. So, as odd as it may sound, I bought a hamster, and the only thing I wanted that hamster to do was to die. So, off to the store we went to buy our new little object lesson. And what an expensive object lesson it turned out to be. We had to get the cage and all those connecting tubes and the exercise wheel. But wait a minute, I thought to myself, I don't want him to be healthy. I want him to die. But I couldn't tell the kids that, so we got the wheel too. We got home, and of course the first thing we had to do was name him. Everybody liked the name Dexter. Dexter the hamster turned out to be a lot of fun. The only problem with Dexter was he was way too healthy. He was living far too long for my object lesson. But the day did come. Dexter died. So I carefully taught my children the course of life and death and assured them that Dexter was in hamster heaven with all his family and friends. Standing at the little gravesite in our backyard, something happened that I didn't expect. Alex remembered the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead and said, "Daddy, if you pray for Dexter, God will bring him back to life." Well, that was a challenge, but I convinced him that Dexter would probably be sad to have to leave all his family and friends in heaven. So we buried Dexter that day. In time, my grandparents did pass away, and Renee and Alex were not caught off guard. They understood the process of life and death, and the great hope we have as Christians to live eternally with Jesus Christ in heaven. As parents, we can prepare our children through valuable life lessons. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.